Turn it up!
Oh.
Turn it up
turn
again.
It.
Presented by Bet365, Never Ordinary, the Nuggets! Your very Denver Nuggets for what is this, the 11th time in a row?
I'm losing count!
Once you get the double digits, it's just double digits, you know.
Spank the Lakers and bring themselves right there to the edge of a sweep. Available on Saturday. My God, there's so much to talk about. The Lakers quit. Aaron Gordon dominated. Yep. Michael Porter had a Porter quarter. Yep. Jokic and Murray and Chill Mode still dominated.
I remember that. That was my big takeaway all those days.
Dang it, I just took all of them. I got the homies in the house. Harrison wins here.
What a night, man. Packed house at the bar, standing room only. The crowd was great.
Great crowd.
Who's your daddy chance tonight.
I heard that one.
MVP chance tonight.
Yep.
Might have heard some other chants directed at the Lakers as well. I'll leave those for you to interpret, but awesome night at the bar, man. Awesome night all around.
You know what's fun, man, is like that a bar crowd can have its personality.
Yeah.
You know? This was a great one. This was a vibey bar crowd tonight. It was great. Over here, D-Line Co.
Sorry, guys. I want to stay on Winner's Lounge, dude. I never want to leave the Winner's Lounge again. I don't even remember what the other side is like. Frankly, it's beneath us.
It is beneath us, man. Definitely beneath us, just like the Lakers. Over there, Superstar Dev.
I'm super excited about that game, but also, you know what I'm super excited about? The guy that keeps making this happen. Happy birthday, Kale.
Happy birthday. Kale. Shout out to Kale.
Happy birthday to Kale.
Make sure y'all show Kale some love.
Should we start the show off with a little Rakia?
Oh, my God.
Or Rakia, if you will.
Givali to Kale. And also, Kale, we don't like you that much.
Givali. There's going to be so much to talk about. All good stuff.
Woo!
This year... You guys, I think it tastes better
Anyone
every time.
Anyone want to watch me
Damn,
vomit
you need a
live
chaser
on the internet?
That kill?
You need a chaser? No way. It tastes so good. Let's get to a fast breakdown really quickly. I didn't take that many notes, guys. 8-0 Lakers start. All dunks. Timeout. Nuggets. It's so hard to remember. The first line always tells the story, D-Line.
All dunks.
All dunks. Lakers 8-0.
All dunks, no breaks.
And then Jokic, 2 fouls. Why does this keep falling on me? 2 fouls in 4 minutes. It was 16-7 Lakers.
He stayed in, though.
And 2 fouls on Jokic. Horrible start. You look at that moment, you go, this would be the worst thing that ever happens. How's it end? So they move Jokic to Rui. God. They put AG on Anthony Davis. Then Michael Porter Jr. gets 2 fouls on him.
Yep.
2 fouls on Jokic, 2 fouls on Porter. Must be a disaster. 33-23, Lakers at the end of 1. But Aaron Gordon noticed his brothers were a little short-handed tonight, didn't have the energy, and he started balling. Bench defense also looked good. We got to talk about that today. The Booth boys with that second unit really is finding its footing in this playoffs.
Some call it Project Dynasty.
Some call it Project Dynasty.
A precious few.
And it took a while in the second quarter, but the Nuggets finally woke up and made their run. We kept waiting. We knew a run was coming, and it took forever, it felt like. But finally, they cut it to 4 with 3 minutes to go. Murray started finding a rhythm, and it was 53-49 Lakers heading into the half. But that felt like even the Lakers walking off the court at halftime were like, yeah, 4 points.
Not enough.
We're in trouble. They were telling the truth. Nuggets immediately take the lead. It was a 9-2 run out of the halftime. And I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to exaggerate. The Lakers quit right then.
Yep.
They were like, we're done with this series.
Yep.
3 fouls on Jokic. Malone challenged it. He failed. And then do you guys remember when Michael Porter Jr. turned into Magic Johnson for a minute there in the third quarter?
I remember.
I only remember him being prime Klay Thompson.
Huh?
I only remember him being
prime. That was the fourth quarter. Oh. You misremembered. The third quarter, he did the... He was dropping dimes all over the court. I couldn't believe it. They built an 8-point lead. Lakers cut it to 4. Reggie Jackson got hurt, but the Nuggets extended. They closed the quarter on a strong run, and they were up 75-83 going into the fourth. Fourth quarter, though, LeBron had a pep in his step. Didn't matter. Michael Porter Jr. started draining jumpers. That's where he turned into Klay Thompson.
Oh, I see.
Draining jumpers. And with about 7 or 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, the Lakers honestly were asking the officials if they could call it. They're like, can we just call the game?
It's like at the Y or like the Rec League where you got a bunch of old guys on your team and the other team's up, you know, double digits, couple minutes on the clock, and you're like, can we just call it?
Everybody calls it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what tried to happen. They're like, no, you unfortunately have to play it. It was like a 6-point game, 7-point game. The Lakers did not act like it. They acted like they didn't want to make a fool of themselves by trying. honestly, tonight. So they're like, let's just not do that.
They're tryhards. No, we're just going to just play our game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right. Yeah, they're like, man, the Nuggets look so lame trying out there. Yeah.
Superstar Dev, give us your big takeaway.
My Red Hawk Roofing big takeaway.
By the way, Red Hawk Roofing in the house tonight,
this
man.
Was
like,
the, yeah, they sponsored the watch party.
By the way, the homie B-Rad told me he's flying to L.A. for the game on Saturday. Oh, he was like, man. just waiting for this game.
See, that's big time.
What kind of fan this is?
Flying out Red Hawk for a closeout roofing. Game. That's next level.
This was what we like to call belt to ass. This was belt to ass. I love looking at the Nuggets. The Lakers and them panning over LeBron James, panning over D'Angelo Russell after he has a horrible game, panning over the crowd and just seeing people that just, they have nothing in them. They have nothing to give. This was closer to a Nuggets game that there was. And we talk about, you know, belt to ass. Aaron Gordon had 29 points, 15 rebounds. As a role player, this is a guy that has been a star in this league at, you know, one point, an all-star, a guy that you ran the ball, you know, ran through every single time, and he now is like went into a role of like, I'm gonna do whatever the team needs of me. In this game, they needed for him to score. They needed for him to be a force on the boards. They needed for him to outplay LeBron James, and he did just that. This was the Aaron Gordon game. That's my big takeaway.
Aaron Gordon was phenomenal, man. I would love that Mr. Nugget got a moment like this against the Lakers. I love it, man. That was great.
My big takeaway is I feel like I've seen this game before somewhere. I don't understand.
No, you're thinking of every other game.
It is Groundhog Day in Lakerland. I can't imagine what this feels like. They play the exact same game every time against the Denver Nuggets. They come out hot. They give it all of their energy early. They take a double-digit lead, and then they slowly start to fade away, and then they completely fall apart, and then there's a big stretch where they don't make any baskets, and we just see it over and over. It's like reruns in Los Angeles. Like, the same game every single time. Are you kidding? Like, I was like, what are we doing? Like, I've seen this. I feel like Marty McFly with the Sports Almanac. You remember that?
I do, yeah. You know exactly what's going to happen.
You're like my grandma with the Young and the Restless.
I'm a lot like your grandma, mostly like your grandma. You want to talk about a psychological edge.
Yeah.
That's 11 in a row against the Los Angeles
Lakers.
This is the longest winning streak ever against the Lakers in the playoffs.
Really?
It is.
Wait, the Denver Nuggets own that one?
It is now historically
dominant. The Lakers'
dominant.
Daddy?
We are historically dominant against our sons, the Los Angeles Lakers. At a certain point, I expect them to answer when we ask the question, who's your daddy? You're your daddy.
Right, they should have to answer,
They should have to answer. If we win again, they have to. You hear me, Lakers?
They
flee.
Should have to.
You hear me, flee? You have to answer.
I love it. To flee.
Really call it a flee.
You're on this guy like right on rice.
Like a flea on a dog. Yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
My big takeaway is that Nuggets are up 3-0 in this series. I don't think they've played a good game yet.
Yeah.
I don't think they have.
Yeah.
Game one was okay. Game two, Denver played arguably its worst half of the playoffs of the Jokic era.
Man.
And had a great second half. Tonight, they were mediocre. They played better in the second half than they did in the first half, but all in all, I still feel it was mediocre. Do you know what the Nuggets shot from three tonight? 5 of 28.
5 of 28.
That's 18%.
I was doing the math, but
was that a Red Hawk Roofing revelation?
Yeah. Wow. I'm seeing all this stuff in my timeline about how Nikola Jokic cooked Anthony Davis tonight. And he did.
He
was barely looking at the rim. Jamal Murray has not looked right to me offensively throughout these first three playoff games. He had 22-9 tonight. Decent game. Aaron Gordon was the highlight. Michael Porter has been actually maybe the most consistent, you know, starter outside the big two in Aaron Gordon so far. Nuggets have played three mediocre games, and they're up 3-0.
Yeah.
I think that speaks to the Nuggets, but also the Lakers.
It's a little bit of a double-edged sword, and maybe we'll talk about it, you know, tomorrow or this or that. But I would like to see, you know, Denver's fully engaged mode.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not needed. You know, maybe Denver, we know Denver, and we know Jokic. They know exactly how much energy to use.
Dude,
go ahead.
It's like when you play basketball against your dad. He doesn't go full bore.
And I'm telling you, man, it turns out the Nuggets' level of effort is like 8%. They're like, yeah. how much effort do we need for this first round to get a sweep in? About 7.5-8%.
Nikola Jokic, we were talking about this during halftime. He was in first or second gear for the entire first half. We thought he was maybe saving some energy for the second half. Didn't even need to use it.
He's still saving energy.
It's unbelievable how much energy he's saving in this series.
Saving it for the track tomorrow.
He's going to have to get a lift in tonight to get a good work. He's not going to sleep tonight. My Red Hawk Roofing big takeaway. I've watched a lot of teams over the years, a lot of great players. I've seen some runs. I've seen things end for teams. Rarely, if ever, have I seen a team quit as hard as this Lakers team. I am disgusted by these Lakers. I can't believe I've gone. I hate the Lakers. We like all hate them. It's kind of, you're a Nuggets fan, you hate the Lakers. I never thought I could be disgusted with the Lakers.
I mean, I'm frequently disgusted by the Lakers.
I never thought you'd get to a point where I was like, get up and fight! Yeah. What are you doing?
Have some pride.
Have some pride.
Come on,
this
Chris.
This is shameful.
It was shameful
effort that they put out there. They quit. Honestly, going into halftime, they all had a look on their face of like, dang. Man, like maybe if we make some threes to start the third quarter, we'll try. Denver goes on a 9-2 run, and they all were like playing the like, no, you do something, man. No, you do something. I'm not going to be the one. That was embarrassing. That was humiliating. I'm almost mad at the Lakers. But you know what? If the Lakers were going to give a performance that was so shameful and pathetic, I'm glad it comes at the hands of the Nuggets. The joke last year, you know, Vic, it's so funny, Vic Lombardi, the freaking GOAT, that he made the who's your daddy comment, or that he's the Lakers daddy comment at the parade, probably just drunk off his ass and feeling it.
Just feeling it.
But you want to know something? He was dead right, and somehow that insult made all of this sweeter. Because the Lakers were like, we had conversations, we're going to do this or that. And then they slowly realized, oh no, they are our daddy. They actually do own us. It's not a joke. It's not hyperbole. It's none of that. The Nuggets own the Lakers so thoroughly that they would rather shamefully quit than go out there and try and get humiliated.
And they know it too, man. They know it. I've talked to some people around the team, you know, throughout this series. I think the Nuggets wanted the Lakers in the first round.
Oh,
love this. From what I've heard, I think the Nuggets wanted the Lakers in the first round. It was Lakers or Pelicans. We know they were at Nikola Jokic's house, you know, eating food, sipping rakia, and watching that playing game. I think the Nuggets wanted these guys for two reasons. First, because they are their daddy and they do own them and they have no fear of them and they have the utmost confidence when they're playing them. But second, like, I do think the Nuggets look at the Lakers a little bit as this team that everybody puts up on a pedestal.
Yeah, the team
and
of the
they
past.
Look at themselves as the reigning champs who still probably don't get the respect they deserve, and that rubs them a certain way. And I think that, like, if they sweep them, which I think they will and I think they want to, I think that's going to be really satisfying.
I'm in awe about how bad they truly do look.
Anthony Davis, man. Like,
it really is.
He was the one to
It's
me.
A mindset because you see it in the first half. You see it in those first, you know, the first quarter. The Lakers go all out. They want to put on a show early, and they're front runners. They're like, you know, dancing. They're like feeling cool.
Biggest front runners in the
world. And as soon as they get punched in the mouth, everything changes for them. You know, they don't fight back, and they have a lot of quit in them. They could go up big. Oh. They could go close. You talk about that halftime. They just felt like, hey, we're up four. That's not enough. We've already lost. And they came out in the second half as a team that felt like they had already lost.
Oh, God, dude.
I don't even feel like there's a lot of adjustments that Denver is making against them because they just feel like they're just so much better than them, and they're going to, you know, just do what works every single time. Like, we see different people step up every single time. We're just seeing. I feel like Denver's just trying shit out there. Really. Because, like, let's just give this a try and see how it works out. Let's just try this lineup and see if it sticks. That's when you just know you own a team.
Does this, in your mind, cast a shadow at all on the in-season tournament? These are the reigning champs.
These are the reigning champs.
Do you think the Nuggets got into crypto.com arena, looked up at that banner, and said, shit.
it.
Bro, we're in for it tonight.
That's true, man.
Do you see that banner up there?
A bigger emblem and mark of a front runner winning the in-season tournament a month into the season.
Yeah.
I love it.
Pretty impressive stuff, man. D'Angelo Russell tonight had the same amount of points as D-Line.
I know, dude. Mine was more impressive.
Yours was way more impressive.
Way more impressive.
More impactful, I'd say. More impactful night. I would say.
Here's the thing, man. There have been great teams. You know, like, every year there's a champion, and there's been good teams. Denver, the thing we love about them is how together they are, how many guys. Like, Mike tonight was Michael Porter and Aaron Gordon, you know, bringing them home.
Yeah.
And then you contrast that with a team like the Lakers who thought, oh, we'll put Anthony Davis and LeBron together, and we'll just bring some players in to fill around them. And then you get this, where D'Angelo Russell's on his phone during a timeout.
Was he?
Did you not see that? I don't know if it...
I think the video.
He was...
Oh, he's eating a chocolate?
Is that makes it way better.
Dude, he's trying to look... No, here's what... Play the video real quick if you have it. Because he's
eating chocolate?
Because they show
him deserves
the
a little treat.
He's not in the huddle.
Did his daddy give it to him?
And it's almost like he... Here it is. Like, watch this out. Him on the bench. And he's just, like, eating his chocolate. You know, game's going on, by the way.
They're in a huddle right now.
Yeah, they're in a huddle as a team, and he's over here like, dude, this is such good chocolate.
The title says
that. Darker milk.
They said D'Angelo Russell did not join the huddle. He didn't join the team tonight. He didn't join the game.
Never checked that.
This is embarrassing. This is just adds on to, like, what we've been seeing from this team, this organization. Like, bro, this is really being owned, that your starting point guard has a shitty game and then decides to just, like, sit it down for the rest of it.
The Nuggets are not just eliminating the Lakers from the playoffs for the second year in a row, which they have a chance to do now in a second straight sweep on Saturday. They might be ruining them. The Lakers' mystique, the Lakers' exceptionalism has washed away.
Oh,
now,
yes.
What it's left is D'Angelo Russell, their guy,
yes.
At one point part of the greatest core in the history of the NBA, if you recall that, on the bench eating chocolates to show how much he's not bothered by the team and by the loss. He's trying to show it.
Right.
They are, the Nuggets have vanquished them. It's unbelievable.
It was D'Angelo Russell, but more so if I was a Laker, just a fan of basketball. Anthony Davis, man. In the fourth quarter, that was embarrassing from Anthony Davis. That play that sticks in my mind is the one where the Nuggets got the rebound. Jokic sprinted up the floor. Anthony Davis barely made it across half court. It was a Michael Porter three or a KCP three. It missed. Jokic got the rebound, finished, and won. Anthony Davis was nowhere to be seen.
He still hadn't crossed half court?
If I am a Laker fan, man, I want that guy nowhere near my team. How can you root for Anthony Davis?
I know.
He is shamelessness. So lame.
33 points, 15 rebounds. Statistically, you'll be able to look at this game and be like, man, AD did his part.
Well, he might have canceled Jokic out. You know?
He canceled Jokic.
He canceled him out.
And what else? And what else happened? He has these type of games where he goes nuclear for points.
He
puts up 30, has his rebounds, a couple of good plays, and then he looks up at the scoreboard and he's like, we're down. We're still down. Like, that's actually being owned as well, because he's playing well, and the story is going to be about Jokic. The story is going to be about how this team continues to just win every single time out against them and just have that type of edge. They're trying hard. I mean, extremely hard. They're playing pretty much the whole damn game to try to figure something out, and they're still losing these games, like, in this fashion of Denver's just the better team.
There's few teams that can demoralize an opponent. Like, you talk about teams that really just truly rip your heart out. Denver did that last game, and today that was a heartless performance from the Lakers. They realized their heart was laying on the floor of Ball Arena. Right in that right corner, right by the Nuggets' bench, their heart laid, and it had not moved since Murray did that.
You stepped on it during your last
report. I did. I walked, squashed it. Let's take a break on the other side. Enough about the loser Lakers. I can't believe, if you could ask the, honest to God, if you could give a silent poll in the Lakers locker room right now and said, hey, you could forfeit. If you just
pull the lever,
you could forfeit.
Loud.
They would all be like, yes, we'll forfeit it. We do not want to play on Saturday and get it humiliated by whatever Murray and Jokic are about to do to them.
Oh, they're like, we already have tickets to Cancun.
Do you guys think the Lakers found something when they closed the game on a 12-6 run?
Yeah, they might have found
something.
They
closed the game on a 12-6 run.
Let's take a break on the other side. Enough about that loser franchise team of the past. We're going to talk about the Denver Nuggets.
Team of the present.
Breckenridge Brewery, the official craft team of the beer future. Of DNVR. We love Breck Brew. The farmhouse, check it out in Denver. Our Broncos guys were out there today doing their draft show. Broncos drafted Bo Nix. How about that? Breck Brew, the official craft beer of DNVR. We got it here at the bar. We got it on the set. Try out some of our favorites, the Avalanche Amber, the Mile High City, the Broncos Country Pale Ale, the Fun Slinger, the Good Company Hard Seltzer. I have one right here.
Ooh.
They're very good if you're a seltzer type of person.
Who's not?
You can check out their beer locator, breckbrew.com, to find a brew near you. Also, shout out to Bet365, Never Ordinary. I'm guessing we did well on our bets tonight, Dev.
I mean, when the Nuggets win, we win. Let's say that.
Lakers games are so predictable. Usually you can do pretty well.
Yeah, the next Laker game, I'm going to bet the Lakers to lead in the first half.
Yep.
And for the Nuggets to win.
That's probably about safe.
Do you think the Lakers show enough heart to lead at the half of this next one?
Is that heart? Every single time.
The Nuggets might just let them get it.
The Lakers are 3-0.
Just for familiarity.
If you go on just half of the game.
We're launching a new 6-week giveaway with Bet365. Each week you participate, you're eligible to win a bigger and bigger prize. If you participated each week, you're eligible to win a huge prize, like being on the podcast or going to practice with Todd Davis. That'd be pretty cool. Broncos practice with Todd Davis. Sign up with the code DNVR at Bet365. Never Ordinary. Must be 21 plus, physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we are back. Kale, do we have the parade of wins ready to go here?
Kale, have we stayed on parade?
Who's going on parade today?
Are we staying on parade?
We are still on
Hunter
parade.
Hunter Tyson on parade.
Hunter Tyson joins the parade.
Yes. I was wondering if they were to keep Hunter Tyson back at the hotel or something.
He's staying on parade.
He's staying on parade.
I see a theme here of guys you picked early here.
Well, listen, I've only got eyes for. Well, first off, Kale's making this, so.
Oh, okay, Kale. I think Kale's really thought of me here. This. All right. Well,
I mean, it'll get more uncomfortable when we only use those guys every round.
Like, here we go.
This is a matching game.
You got the same guy three times.
It's like a game of guess who, right?
Three buses on the parade going right
now. Those
are
fire trucks.
All right. Let's talk about Aaron Gordon, you guys. He gets a lot of love from Nuggets fans, and he gets a lot of love nationally. Honestly, like, a lot of people have really latched on to how good of a fit he is, how much he sacrifices, how much he does all this. AG's great games usually are defensive and hustle and energy and effort and that type of stuff. Rarely is it 12 of 18, 29 points, 15 rebounds from Aaron Gordon tonight. Rarely is he the best Nugget, but tonight he was.
Yeah.
What a game from him, man.
Yeah, there's a poll in our that Kale put up, who was the player of the game. 82% of people out of over 2,000 votes say AG.
I feel like it's a pretty easy one, man.
It's just an easy game to go for Aaron Gordon. And also it makes you question of, is this what it looks like if he doesn't get in foul trouble against this team? He has zero fouls in this game.
Oh, goddamn.
They didn't even have to, like, employ him and put him on other guys or try to hide him to try to keep him out of foul trouble. He was aggressive from the very beginning. His work on the boards is, like, why this opened up. If he did miss, he would put it right back. If somebody else missed, he's, like, around the rim to, like, hover to make sure that he's putting it in. And then just a couple of easy baskets for him. But it's just, like, his work on both ends of the floor. He kept LeBron at bay. He, you know, makes him work. He defended without fouling. But you don't get this many, like, special offensive nights from Aaron Gordon. And this one feels good for him to have it early on, because I think that it's just going to push it for the rest of, you know, the playoff run, trying to stay on parade. You get this early, you're going to say, hey, you know why you were so successful in this game? Your motor was better than everyone else's.
Yeah.
You grabbed every single rebound. You ran plays down. You were the best player out there, and he needs those reminders. This was a reminder game for Aaron Gordon to say, hey, you can still be that guy, and we're going to reward you when you work as hard as you did. Hell of a game from Aaron Gordon.
You're right, and it was, in a lot of ways, so easy. He was open, wide open, on the baseline. Over and over, playing that dunker role. If you watched, there's so many times where he was like sneaking up like a little, like a cartoon burglar, like, and they just, MPJ found him a bunch of times. I mean, it's not like he, I mean, his finishing was unreal, otherworldly tonight. He was finishing behind the back. He was going a reverse. I mean, he was finishing everything. But like Dev says, I mean, that was a product of him just working harder than everybody, being smarter than everybody, and also just being in the right position, reading the court. Like, it's just so easy. It's so easy.
It really was.
Yeah, he played such a smart game tonight, I thought. Always in control. Only took 1-3. That was at the very end of the fourth quarter. Weird shot, but it's all right. 12 of 18 from the floor. Everything was in the paint. And to your point, D-Line, they figured something out, it felt like, in the second half with him in that dunker spot, doing that dance there, sneaking behind defenders, just finding the soft spot in the Lakers' defense. And look.
The Lakers' Fontenelle.
What's, like, been so weird about the Nuggets to me this series is their offense hasn't looked as crisp as we've expected it to. And the Lakers' defense isn't great. Like, it's nothing to write home about, but I feel like AG poked some holes in it in that second half, and, like, the Lakers just kind of folded from there. I think he's a plus 19 so far in the series through three games. That's tied for the best plus minus on the Nuggets with Nikola Jokic. He's been a beast. There's been a ton asked of him, and he continues to be the perfect piece. I mean, there's nothing else to say.
But tonight, to be able to show the level of dominance he can have, and also, like, I'm telling you, the Lakers also brought in guys throughout their tenure that were supposed to be, like, they could be stars, but we need them to be role players. D'Angelo Russell's one of them.
Yeah.
The cultural difference between these two teams, where Aaron Gordon does his job gleefully every night, and every now and then he gets to also be a star, versus D'Angelo Russell, who, like, is eating chocolate to sulk about how this isn't his fault. It's, like, so wild, man. I love it. Michael Porter Jr., 8 of 16.
Bro.
20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists! Three assists, man, is big time for
and
Michael
Porter.
And
they were Porter. All, like, crafty.
They were all nice, man.
All nice reads.
But really, 8 of 16 almost doesn't even do it. They came in bunches in that fourth quarter. He was the haymaker tonight.
We are living in Brendan Vogt's fever dream right now. He's in Los Angeles. He's amongst true. The stars.
The Celtics just lost.
He definitely saw Flea.
That's right.
And he is watching Michael Porter Jr. bury the Lakers. What a beautiful, beautiful night to be Brendan Vogt. I just can't get enough.
Yeah, Michael Porter Jr., like, you talk about winning the game. What wins you the game? Jokic had 15 rebounds. AG had 15 rebounds. Michael Porter Jr. has a double-double with 10
Three
rebounds. Three double-doubles in the same game. You know, has 20 points, and it's not only from the three-point line. It's not like he's only settling. And I think that that's been one of the biggest differences is you knew what you were getting with Michael Porter Jr. You had to try to run him off of the three-point line. You're not doing those things anymore. You have to actually guard Michael Porter Jr., and he's going to get hot. And he had a Porter quarter in this one where he got really hot and then also grabbed – I mean, every board. So, I mean, that it's hard to slow down a team when they're clicking and, you know, they're on the same page. And then also grabbing every board because they have that hustle. Michael Porter Jr. is just playing hard. He's scoring when he wants to. He's playing good defense where he's not getting exploited. He's not having those plays where you're like, what is he doing there? I don't even remember the last time I said, what are you doing? That used to be me every single time that I watched Michael Porter Jr. Every single play, I was like, okay, I could maybe see what's happening here. It's not that anymore. He knows where he's supposed to be. He knows what he's supposed to do, and he delivers.
And the Nuggets needed some offensive punch tonight, you know? Like, Aaron Gordon set the tone for them in terms of just the physicality, and he was the leader of the charge there. But they needed somebody to just put in some points in the third quarter, and Michael Porter absolutely showed up. How about his consistency in these three playoff games, though? No, game one, 19 points. Game two, 22 points. 20 points tonight. Game one, 8 rebounds. 9 rebounds in game two, 10 rebounds tonight. He's been ultra consistent. And, I mean, now you're just seeing the product of the growth he's had this year on the offensive end of the floor. Remember when this guy was a specialist and he was just a three-point shooter who could be taken out of games with a Norman Powell playing a little bit of physical defense? Like, that stuff is so far in the past.
I know.
And you just got to give him credit for putting in the work and improving and growing his game. And, I mean, he's really rounding into a really complete player.
Before the series started, we did a preview, and we said, like, with everything that's happening in his life, we're going to learn a lot about Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, wow. Like, he locks in.
He is locked in.
Like, I mean, wow. Given all of the situations surrounding he and his family to come out in these three games and to look the way he's looked as... I mean, he hasn't had a moment where you're questioning where his mind is. He's like so unbelievably locked in. Like, we've learned a lot about Michael Porter Jr., and it's somehow even more impressive than it was before, which is amazing.
48% from three, 11 of 23. You guys want to know another thing about AG, though? 91.5%. He's 11 of 12 from the foul line right now. Talk about locking in, man.
Shooting baskets before bed, man.
He hadn't been doing that all year.
They tried to go. The Lakers tried to come back by going with a hack of Gordon. It did not work. And it hasn't been working. And also, that's like I'm sure it was like their weapon. We're going to just go to this late in games, and he's going to have to beat us from the free throw line. And when he's knocking down, he's 11 to 12 from the free throw line. It's like, okay, that didn't work either.
Right.
That's what Denver continues to do. It's like everything that you think is going to work has not worked because it's new guys stepping up. It's new guys so locked in that they're going away from the norm. Let's try to take away the pick and roll. Can't do that. You know, let's just try to change things, and you just can't. Denver is poised in that way.
Yeah. Let's take a break on the other side. We'll wrap up with some final thoughts here. Look ahead and talk about the chances of sweeping. And then, of course, we'll get to your super chats. Also, Brendan Vogt from the arena in L.A.
Ooh.
What are the chances he just doesn't call in?
Hi. Hi.
Hey, guys, you know about the pub pass?
Oh, baby.
Do you know about it?
I could be...
You should tell us about it.
Yeah, man, I could be cashing on the pub pass.
If you're
right
a
now.
Beer lover, listen up. We got a special DNVR hookup for you. The pub pass. If you love craft beer, you need the pub pass app on your phone. Use the code DNVR for 50% off. Colorado has great beer. We know that. Craft brew, other types of brew as well. The pub pass... The app gets you buy one, get one, $1 and even free beers at more than 300 breweries and bars in the greater Denver area. 300, more than 300.
Talking about making the Denver area greater.
Yeah.
The pub pass.
The pub pass. The deal refreshes 30 days after you use them, so you can come back again and again and again every month, pretty much. For just $5 a month, Pub Pass pays for itself the first time you use it. It's an absolute no-brainer. DNVR fans can get a one-year subscription for half off, 50% off, when you use the promo code DNVR. That's a year of access to the best craft beer app in the country. $2 a month that comes out to if you use that code DNVR. Crazy. Download the Pub Pass now in the App Store or Google Play and use code DNVR when you sign up. Also, shout out Raisin Cane's. Do you want to do this read, Dev?
I'm going to try to hit Raisin Cane's. If not today, I'm going to go tomorrow.
There you go.
I mean, the chicken nuggets, chicken tenders.
Phenomenal. Whatever. Rips, dude.
With the sauce.
Chicken phenomenal. Fingers.
Oh, my gosh. And then I got to get some sweet tea. Like, they also have a chicken sandwich that be bussing. It's crazy.
It be bussing.
This is the place that I got to get to. I'll be there tomorrow for sure.
Go on Sunday, by the way. The other shameful chicken company.
They are open on Sunday.
They're too afraid to open on Sunday. Raisin Cane's is not afraid to be bussing on a Sunday.
Yeah, Raisin Cane's is phenomenal for cooked-to-order, hand-battered chicken fingers. Race into Raisin Cane's, turbocharge your chicken fingers, and get them even faster by ordering online, RaisinCane's.com, or through their mobile app, Raisin Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. The best hand-battered chicken fingers. The sweet tea, the crinkle-cut fries, the Texas toast. I'm getting hungry.
Texas toast is good.
Toast
with butter.
Yeah, bread.
No, toast.
The cradle of humanity, bread.
There you go. Back here, DNVR Nuggets podcast. Vote is at the arena. Hopefully he joins soon.
Have you heard from him?
He says he's waiting on Jokic.
Do we know if
Jokic.
He's in... Okay. Do we know if he's at the game?
That's it. He's just like from a green screen. We're like, hey, what?
Where are you?
Did we get pictures?
He's like, man, some that pictures, game, yeah. Guys. Wow, what a crowd. What an atmosphere.
He's like, did you guys check out Flea?
He's like, Anthony Davis and Jokic cancel each other out.
Cancel each other out. Looking at the box score, at least. I can't believe I'm actually at the point where I'm bored of beating the Lakers.
I know, dude. I know.
This is somebody new, man.
Part of me feels like this Saturday, it's like the last I kind of want. I'm They don't even deserve my attention.
Team of the past, man. I couldn't agree more. They are beneath the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, it's they really are.
Truly, you're playing against your son, and you want to go and you want to play against adults, man. Like, this is boring. You are boring us.
I'll also tell you, and I know this is a hot take. Look, LeBron's past his prime. He's not in his prime anymore. He's lost a lot. And even, like, he's starting to look bad. Not bad, but he looks so outclassed, and there are moments he doesn't look good. But also say this. Some of the things that happened tonight, LeBron's not reading the game like Jokic. That's some of it. And it's kind of obvious in the series. Now he's lost a step, but that's why these things become more obvious, is now he's more reliant on, are you reading the game? And the truth is, Jokic plays chess at a level that even LeBron does not even match.
And also just what's shown through in these three games is the connectivity and the chemistry that the Nuggets have compared to the Lakers, man. Like, the Nuggets, they play with so much confidence, and they carry themselves with so much confidence, even throughout a first half where they've been down in three straight games. They never panic. They never go away from their stuff, except tonight when they were force-feeding Jamal Murray in the post for some reason. I don't know.
They really liked it.
They did like that. But the Nuggets just, they carry themselves with this championship pedigree and this championship mindset that leads you to games like this where it's just these triumphs over Lakers teams that are just not near their level.
Yeah, I know that this is like an early victory lap, but I love this stage and this state of where LeBron is. Like, if he's eliminated or swept a second time by the Nuggets, because we're starting to see LeBron like push into that element of like he's on podcasts now. He's like talking about, you know, these type of things.
The transition.
He's going to be forced to talk about Jokic and like what type of mind he is and how good he truly is and break down what went wrong. We're going to see, you know, arguably the best player of all time have to talk about a new, arguably like the best player of all time. I can't wait till that happens.
Yeah, not and the face of the league, though.
Every single game that
he might become,
that they Anthony keep winning, Edwards, he's on his way, and he's getting closer to that. So that's what I love about this. Because like you said, LeBron is on the other end of it. But I think that that's what makes it special, because he has been to the mountaintop, and he's not there anymore. But there's another guy that he has to face up against that is there right now. So I'm just loving that. I cannot wait until they get swept and lose again, so we could get faster, like get to that quicker.
I know. I mean, it's to see the faces of both LeBron James and Anthony Davis, they are defeated.
I don't even need to hear what they're saying.
They are defeated. Like, they're even past the point of being frustrated. Like, we're not going to get an angry press conference out of
Aaron
Anthony
Gordon
Davis.
Made a shot.
No, he's just going to be like,
already played the referee card, and it helped them tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the word I would use is they are resigned to their fate.
Yes.
They understand that they are outclassed and they do not have enough to get over this Nuggets team. The reality is hitting them. I think it's probably hit them a long time ago, but like they were still giving as much effort as they had left in the tank. But like Anthony Davis is just, this is who Anthony Davis is. Like, he's never been good enough to be the guy that you can rely on. He was not good enough.
He's not tough
in
enough.
He was not good enough in New Orleans. And when he gets paired with LeBron James from a few years ago, like, it's enough to get over the top, but like
inside the comfortable confines of an empty.
Exactly. And now that it's like LeBron actually needs him to sort of take that role, he's the younger player. He's just completely unable to do it. He just doesn't have what it takes, man. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
Let me recap some things that have happened in the series. Jokic dressed up as a cartoon character. Yeah. Michael Porter did a podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just yesterday.
Yep.
You know, Murray missed every 14 straight shots. The Nuggets are up 3-0 and spanking them and demoralizing them.
You put
them,
that like, in your pipe, you smoke it.
You put that in your pipe, 3-0. Dude, Malone hasn't even. All the quotes, like, Malone has done such a good job of not talking shit this time around, because he could. But my favorite one was the, like, what do you see that's different about the Lakers? And him being like,
nothing.
They look like the same team that we're swept last year and are going to freaking sweep this year.
My favorite one was the other day when he goes, yeah, you know, we've game planned and prepared for, you know, some schemes and some adjustments that we haven't even had to make yet. That was my favorite one.
I do love the idea that the Nuggets are practicing all things that are not even going
to
be needed.
Right? They're like, Darvin Ham's definitely going to go to this. Doesn't go to it.
He's almost going to start suggesting. He's going to make some suggestions.
Yeah. No, but I think if they start drafting Reggie, what I think is an interesting storyline for Game Four. Max Christie, interesting storyline.
Bring D'Lo off the bench.
Darvin Ham's like, what do you mean? You got to be more.
Darvin Ham's like, wait. Really?
Can you do
Wait,
that?
Is that illegal?
The Booth Boys tonight. Christian, I thought, tonight actually got blown by a handful of times more than I expected him, like Spencer Dinwiddie. Yeah. Of course it didn't matter, but I'm just saying. We're so far ahead of this series, we have to start
I just mean, I don't even look at that as what the headlines his performance. For me, it's his offensive, like his drives, his finishes. But you're right. I mean, he did get blown by a little bit. But, you know, I'm a half full kind of guy. The parade is half full.
Well, I actually like Peyton Watson, you know, tonight getting two blocks and making an impact. He was a +9. I thought he was very good. And honestly, Christian Brown was a +6. What I wanted to get at was when you can throw out on the court Christian, Peyton, Aaron Gordon together with Jamal Murray, that lineup, man, the floor just feels so high for them. This thing keeps falling on me. That floor is so high for them because those three are insane defenders. Not good. You put them together and they look like an elite defensive trio. And we talked all year, like, still, I don't love the offense of those lineups. You still kind of feel like you're living by a prayer. But, man, the defense there, Dev, I'll throw it to you, Dev. The defense from those three guys, to me, gives me hope because I think it's sustainable against everyone.
Yeah, that's the hope. And also that goes back to, like, what was working originally when we were talking about how good this team was because of that bench unit. They had an identity. And they're getting back to that with all defense. Does not matter that they're scoring a bunch because they're going against another group that's not scoring a bunch as well. So how many stops can you get? When it gets to the playoffs, it's about – how many smart plays you could put in a row, and also how are you going to defend because every possession counts. Denver's making the best of it. Denver is making sure that they're, you know, slowing down the Lakers and making them go away from what works. Also, when you have a young guy, like, you know, I mean, these young guys with the Project Dynasty and things like that, I think the biggest thing is about learning lessons.
Yep.
These guys are learning lessons right now. They're getting playoff, you know, atmosphere and minutes while they're still winning. That is big, and that goes a long way when you look at the future and what to prepare for. So there's a lot that they get to see, and they're like, hey, this is adjustments that I will make. These are the things that, you know, you can do without it costing them anything. So I love the minutes that they're getting, especially from, like, Christian Brown and Peyton Watson, who are young, but they are the future of the Nuggets.
I think the Nuggets are now – either even or just slightly in the positives with Jokic off the floor in this series so far. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Like, and the starters, honestly, that's kind of been a storyline. They haven't been as good as we've expected them to be, you know, especially game two until the second half. But the Nuggets have a team in the playoffs that's in the positives or even with Nikola Jokic off the floor.
Unbelievable.
They're going to win the championship every year.
Yeah. Reggie Jackson, by the way, rolls his ankle tonight. That'll be a storyline. You know, we'll see if he even plays in game four. Do we have vote? Is he ready to go?
All right, did he set him butt up.
He's at the arena. Did he butt? I can't wait. There were some reports coming in from Vote and RG about this crowd, this pathetic Lakers crowd, like all knowing what the
score
is about to be.
With Flea.
Vote, were you able to speak with Flea?
With Flea, no. I didn't catch Flea. I didn't catch Tyler, the Creator, either. Some people were leaving early, so it was a little tough to get a hold of anyone. Lakers fans got a head start for the exits, fellas.
It was only a 7-point game. What the hell, Laker fans? All right, take us, honestly, well, give us the atmosphere there. I really want to know.
I've never been in a building like this where everyone knew what was coming like this in my entire life. Never. There was a loud, loud roar when they went up 8-0. By halftime, by the time that lead was down to 4 points, this was a room full of people that knew what was coming. So, fellas, welcome into this live hit from the crypt here. Here lies the team of the past.
I love it, man. Right from the crypt, appropriately so. You're looking great, by the way. Does he look incredible, man? Look at this. Got a good shirt I've never seen before. My guy is shiny.
I see you, boy.
New shirt vote, man. All right, take us inside the locker room.
Sure. Michael Malone was thrilled with the way they played, called it a character win, shouted everyone out, but worked his way to Aaron Gordon, who he said was just incredible tonight. Strong agree on that, fellas. He had a lot to say about all the guys, including Michael Porter Jr., who was so good in that at the start of the fourth quarter. He said, quote, "Michael has grown, man. he is not just a jump shooter. He can impact the game with his offense and his defense. And both before the game and after the game, Malone fielded a lot of questions about Denver's chemistry, Denver's confidence. And his answer was something that we've been hitting on for a couple of weeks now in this show. These guys have played together for a long time. Malone said this: there's a confidence that comes with being a champion. That starting group, they've been through a lot of wars. They are battle tested. So when they go down and things get tight, they don't panic. They know they're still in it. And that's certainly manifested through three games in this series. Another thing that's manifesting, guys, the pay it forward connection. Michael Porter Jr. had three assists tonight, all of them to fellow starting forward Aaron Gordon. I asked Porter about that after the game, and with a big smile, Porter said, yeah, that's my guy. He's an easy target. He's athletic, but he's always looking for me too, whether that's in transition or in the half court. He knows where I like to get to my spots. We're definitely looking for each other, for sure. And finally, Michael Porter Jr. also fielded a question on Denver's chemistry, and he said, man, it took some time. And you have got to give credit to the front office, not only for the guys that they brought together, but for keeping them together. Through the reps, they've learned how to become this team. And he says it's a what he calls an organically built team. MPJ fellas, still grateful to be a part of the defending champions.
Man, I love this, man. I love this. The vibes are so immaculate right now.
This is a mukbang I never want to stop.
I know.
I want to eat and eat and eat.
Ugh.
It's hard to believe, guys, but what's really hard to articulate is the inevitability that was in the air, even after that 8-0 run to start the game. Malone called a timeout. He was clapping. I swear he was almost smiling. He said after the game, I just told them that's exactly what I thought they were going to do. From there, Denver buckled up. They steeled up. Points in transition was a big point of emphasis for the Nuggets. The Lakers were up 8-0 in fast break points after 2 minutes of play. But by the end of the game, the Nuggets essentially tied that category up. Turnovers were a big concern early. They cleaned that up. And what Malone's most thrilled about is that he thinks this team can get better. He does not think they've played that well yet. There's a ton they can clean up. But as he learned from his father, fellas, it's much better to clean up after a win than after a loss.
So true, man.
Nuggets actually.
And now Ryan and I are probably going to work our way back so we can catch Jokic and AG, who are doing a presser together. They take a while, so we had to get here before you guys were off the air.
AG's doing it right now by himself. I see it on the TV. Get back in there. You'll catch Jokic.
All right, fellas. See you soon.
Later. There was Archie's arm right there.
Archie's finger.
Yeah, Archie's finger. All right, let's break. Miroslav joins the show after that, and we'll get to your super chats.
If you need tickets to concert show, sporting events, the Game Time app is what you need. The best app out there, super easy to use. You don't have to worry about fraud or you're not getting real tickets. Everything is legit. Last minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals, easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. You get views from all the seats in the venue on the app as well. Lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection. The works with Game Time. Tickets for Nuggets, Avs, Rockies this summer, concert shows, sporting events, whatever you need. The Game Time app is what you got. If you download the app and use code DNVR, you get $20 off your first purchase. So download it, create an account, use the code DNVR, $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Also, check out Infinity Park. If you're looking for an activity to do in Denver, it's where the American Raptors play. Located in Glendale, technically. You can also check out the DNVR Rugby podcast weekly. That's hosted by Colton Strickler. You can learn rugby with Colton's one-on-one or one-on-one rugby podcast, exclusive interviews with athletes and coaches. The American Raptors, they're wrapping up their six-game homestand with a showdown this Sunday, April 28th at Infinity Park. You can catch the Raptors for $10 with free admission, kids age under 12 getting free. Fun thing to do for the family. Check it out.
And we are back, and we have got the homie Miroslav. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Sorry.
I might need some work.
That was so good.
Your trip's going pretty well.
It's going amazing, man. It's going like, listen, I'm joining the show in the fourth segment, like I did on Saturday after game
That's
one.
Right.
But this time, guys, I watched the game. Hell so yeah. I might have some takes.
You might have some takes. Well, give us your Red Hawk Roofing big takeaway.
My Red Hawk big takeaway is like we've seen the best AG game of his Nuggets career.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Okay.
I think so. And we've also seen maybe one of the most mature Michael Porter's game.
So mature.
Of his Nuggets tenure or NBA career. And then we got like really, really good second half from Jamal Murray. And we got like Joker that like took a night off.
Yeah.
Like he basically took a night off. And he
put
was
more thought into his pregame suit than he did the game tonight.
That's true. And also, he turned into Sabonis at the very end, trying to hunt the triple-double.
Yeah.
You know, because he knew they had no chance of coming back. So, like, I'm just going to throw this, like, five possessions in a row away because there's no way they can catch us.
Nuggets really do feel like they're doing side quests right now. In a series, like check this tweet out from Josiah. I just sent it to Kale. Josiah Johnson, one of the great basketball Twitter personalities here. Do you
friend
have
friend of the show?
Yeah, he's
yeah, friend of the show. He says Michael Malone and the Nuggets just having practice against the Lakers this series. Let's work on overcoming 20-point leads, guys. Let's work on that.
Let's play from behind.
Yeah, let's learn to play from behind. Hey, now we're going to let Jamal work on game winners.
they had him work on his post game tonight.
Yeah, let's work on his post. Let's get him in the post a little bit, see what that looks like. Guys, let's get Jokic two fouls early in the game so we can see what that looks like when you have to play through foul trouble.
Let's throw DeAndre Jordan out there, see what he's got this time of year.
Hey, they'll never see it coming. It's the weirdest move. What about Justin Holiday? Go get some threes up, man. We don't even worry. Just shoot.
Look, just shoot.
Don't,
just
don't care.
Whatever happens, happens.
You're not out there
man.
To make, man. You're out there to shoot.
Have
you
a
know,
good time.
Yeah. Wait, what else you want to get? Just steal the fan base's soul. It really is kind of how this series is going. The Nuggets have been half-focused.
Yeah.
And kicking their ass.
Yeah. This is a guy that is like entrenched in the media. He is a diehard Laker fan.
Diehard.
So this hurts him to have to type that out and to see that. Like he's observing. And really, this is like the push and the look from Lakers fans. They really are defeated.
Yeah.
They know that there's just nothing they could do with this team. They are going to go, if they stick together, they're going to go into a next season and think, how do we avoid the Nuggets altogether.
Dude, honestly,
they should have tanked the
play. They should have tanked the play.
They definitely should have tanked.
They definitely should have done that to give themselves at least a puncher's chance. But here's the thing. Last year was the closest sweep in NBA history. You guys remember that? That was probably the closest the sweep can be.
That's what they said.
But then they lost, what is it now, 11?
Yeah.
I feel like the Nuggets are kicking their ass so well that you could. It was always a dumb narrative, the closest sweep in NBA history. Yeah. Come on, that was always dumb. But this is now like proving. It's like rubbing their nose in it. Like, do you guys remember when you thought this? You're idiots. This is not close at all. And now I honestly feel like the Lakers are going to go into an offseason and be like, we're not building around this duo. It's not. We're not close. We're nowhere near this.
Just
what are
keep
we doing?
LeBron and D'Lo and figure the rest.
D'Lo.
I mean, he had a good second half of the season.
That's right.
He did.
That's right. Let's just get him some chocolate. Make sure he's
right around
sure he's
the trade deadline. He played
ball. D'Lo looks like he's playing bad. Go get him the chocolate. Put him on the back of his shorts.
Oh, we are so full. All right, let's let's get into these super chats here, Kale. Let's start mowing through them.
David East, our guy. Happy birthday, Kale.
27 bones, by the way. 27 bones.
That's pretty cool. That's dope.
Doesn't go to Kale, just to be clear. That money does not, that's not for Kale. That's for us. That's not for Kale. That's
Robert George, got to go to bed and we'll watch the show tomorrow, but wanted to send you guys some love. Who's your daddy?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Are we supposed to answer?
No, that was rhetorical. That was rhetorical.
I get it.
Cedric turns... Turn us up till we can't no more, baby. Loved your ending of the watch along D-line. 11 in a row versus L.A. Let's sweep. Happy birthday, Kale. You oldie.
There you go.
You're so old.
Kale's actually the youngest one on the show. CJ Jones. Maybe we should stop calling us Lakers daddy. There's no way we would have given birth to something so trash. Three down 13 ago.
Also, there was like a older group that came in today, they said if we come up with a who's your granddaddy, they're gonna buy those shirts.
Who's your granddaddy? Andrew Sullivan, just a reminder, teams are 151-0 when they're up 3-0 in a series, soon to be 152-0 since the Lakers.
Oh man,
sure,
look at all
be
those
the first
L's
to come back. 11 L's.
I don't know
right
how many
there.
L's it is. I'm not gonna
I'm
count.
Gonna guess 11.
I think it's 11.
Probably 11.
Tim Johnson, amazing feeling to be on the side of an absolute wagon for once in my life. It really is. Even with ice-cold three-point shooting,
nice
other
kid,
than
make a three.
Michael Squirter?
Michael Squirter Jr. Michael Squirter Jr., dude.
I haven't heard that one before. I
haven't heard it either. No.
He's so wet. So
you get
like,
what it is?
How wet
he
is.
Like a gun?
Yeah, wet.
Like a gun.
He's wet.
Yeah.
So wet.
He'd be bussing.
Mm-hmm. We find a way three times. Welcome to the Denver Dynasty era.
Hell yeah.
Abigail Willette, get your dustpans ready, y'all.
Bro, at the bar Saturday, you're not going to want to miss it, man. Oh, it's worth getting here early because that's going to be a party.
People brought their brooms last year. I promise you they're bringing them again.
So I've been at the bar like while you were doing the start of the show. It was amazing downstairs. So, you know, you need to come here on Saturday. Like, just come early because it's gonna be a
mad house Saturday, I'm telling you right now.
Tyler McDaniel, all the Nuggets are good. D'Lo was definitely the Nuggets player of the game with that fat zero. Who's your daddy?
I can't believe he went for zero.
If he was a Nugget, then all the Nuggets weren't good.
Nice. Unbelievable.
Such a
Christian
loser.
DeShazer, go DNVR, go Nuggets. Hope y'all cook something up special for the sweep and 12 in a row.
We're gonna have to get creative, man.
We're just gonna do it.
Bashir Daoud, loser, Lakers, it's your fault. Y'all could have played OKC.
So true. And no one to blame but yourself.
Should have listened to Anthony Irvin.
That's right.
He was calling for that.
Robert George again. I think we did this one. Gotta go to bed. And watch. We'll watch the show tomorrow.
Oh,
we'll
send you all love. Who's your daddy? Twice.
Hannah Casey, at this point, are the Nuggets the Lakers' ancestors? Good question. Might be when D-Line Sweep 2.0 vision comes to fruition on Saturday. Jeevely, boys.
Hell of a call.
When D-Line has a vision, you got to trust him.
That means it's going to be Sixers.
The man has a vision.
And things are crazy on that Ancestry.com, man. You just never know.
You never know.
That could be good. Luke Greenridge, 73 points, 40 rebounds, 15 assists, 62% from the Nuggets starting front court. Let's fucking go stay on parade.
Best defensive player in the NBA. Should have gotten defensive player of the year, according to him. That's who he's going conspiracy. Up against.
Spencer Hayes, riding my broom to the bar on Saturday.
Do you know where can we buy some brooms in Denver? Like, you know, I want to try like American broom.
What's the difference between American broom and Serbian broom?
I don't know.
He just wants to try it out.
Jared from Foco, love that we are so comfortable that we purposely ice the game with Gordon at the line. That's another side quest.
That's true.
AG take some pressure free throws here.
That's so true. They were like, AG, you got that. I mean, whatever.
Finally making it to the bar to watch a sweep on Saturday. Care. See you here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Get here early.
Get here early.
Today, I think it was standing room only like 45 minutes before tip off. Saturday's it's going to be more wild.
Yeah.
Decorate
20,000 something.
Decorated honesty. 20,000 something.
It's Indian rupees, I think.
Mm. All the Nuggets are good. Yeah,
probably.
Getting repetitive at this point.
I mean, I'll take it.
Stephon, one Murray assist away from having four starters with 20-point double doubles.
That would have been wild,
wow,
man.
Incredible.
That would have been wild. Been
insane. That's dope. Nbot, the Nuggets are why Winning Time wasn't renewed on HBO.
So true. I wish they would have. It would have ran long enough for this season. Season 35, the Nuggets kicked their ass
again. Mullet, LeBron is now 8-4 against Denver in the playoffs.
That doesn't make sense because he's lost 6 in the last year.
Let's think about what this could mean. LeBron is now 8-4 against Denver in the... No, that doesn't make sense.
He definitely has 8 losses or 7
Somebody
losses.
Paid for that.
The boy's dad, breaking news, Nuggets in Shout 3 out. As NBA invokes mercy rule.
Did you meet the boy's dad today?
Yeah, today again.
Legend.
After arena as well.
Oh, that's right, at the arena as well.
He won the
raffle. Oh, he did?
Did he really?
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Excellent.
A guy, a dog, and a GoPro...
we should give our good laugh. Come on, right. Come on, let's go.
That's a good one.
Let's hear yours. Come on, let's go.
That's really good. That was really good.
Come on. That was oh yeah, that's like a pat.
I think Miroslav gets it.
Yeah.
Ye old Nuggets fans, pray tell peoples of the lake, identify thy father.
We got a new bit just dropped. New super chat bit just dropped.
Nick Guerin's well deserved. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Nate Preeb.
Super chat.
Super chat. Chunk Dick Wells, burner.
It was so quiet at Crypto, I thought the game was in the bubble during the second half. Well, they might have won then.
Hell yeah.
The Lakers and their fans receded faster than LeBron's hairline. Watch out, going. Nugs haven't even played their best yet.
Yeah, that's just too mean for Chuck Dickwald. But for his burner.
It's okay.
Yeah. Brad Arnholt, every play tag with school kids.
Ever
Lakers
play.
Lakers ran like crazy in the first half while the adults waited for them to calm down, then schooled them. Tag, you're done.
I like that. That's actually kind of what it was.
Here's Nate again. Belt to ass.
Man,
that's for you, Dev.
That, man, Maya Angelou said that.
Is that right? Yeah. She's the one. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't read that part.
Matt Kaczynski. Yo, Maris. Love your content with the boys.
Hell yeah.
Tonight was too easy for us. Others, if you want to hear about Adam's middle school paper content, let me know. I've got receipts. Hashtag stay on parade. Yeah. Receipts?
Oh, man.
What are those?
Middle school paper
good
content.
Good stuff, Matt Kaczynski. Hell yeah. My guy.
Mullet. I'm my real guy. High. I meant Denver is 8-4 against Bronvron. My bad.
Oh, you're probably high. That's what he said it backwards.
Is that 8-4?
So when would they have? Oh, because they lost. Yeah, because they went 1-4, 4-1.
Yeah.
In the bubble against the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that one.
That's it.
NYC 27, Raggedy AD or Raggedy Anthony. What shall his nickname be?
Dude, I will say that. Actually, we didn't talk about this. You know one thing? I'm telling you, all these dumb players going for fouls nonstop in the regular season and drying up. Anthony Davis, honestly.
When are they going to learn?
Key moments of the game, when the game was still in balance, Anthony Davis would have like an easy or a semi-easy layup and instead would try to fall down into someone. Yeah. And you're like, dude, just take the 2 points, you freaking loser. Such loser ball he plays.
He needs some milk.
Get him some milk.
Are we done? Grapes. In chess, you call beating the same opponent 10 consecutive times an adoption? Is that real? This just feels like really being an abusive stepdad. Like, all the Nuggets are good.
Oh, man.
Durgle.
I can't believe 11 times. Imagine how lame that would feel. 11 times.
My three pepper take. The Nuggets will set an all-time NBA record for causing the most opposing coaches to be fired after playoff elimination. Darvin will be number 4.
So who has it been so far? Minnesota, no. Phoenix Suns?
Yep. Yes.
And then who else? Then after that it was...
Doc Rivers like multiple times, right?
Doc Rivers, they got fired. You're right. You're right. Doc Rivers.
Was it Quinn Snyder in the bubble or was he a year later?
Oh, I think he might have been around, man.
We'll have to get that together.
We'll have to get the list, man.
Yeah. Yeah, also the adoption thing, chess.com, that's real.
It's real.
Yeah,
oh, I love that.
Adopt means to beat someone 10 times in a row.
We adopted the Lakers, and that's how we became the Lakers.
And then we continued beating them.
I don't want to adopt
It's getting
them.
Dark, actually.
The Nuggets have won 13 of their last 14 playoff games. Facts.
That is true. That is true.
A guy, a dog, and a GoPro again. Jokic over on rebounds in the playoffs will always be a better bet than the stock market.
It's so
you kidding
true.
Me? Life is simply too good. D-line could beat up anyone in a fight, okay? Not that he would, but he could. Remember that.
All right.
Seems like it's an inside
joke.
Could
not.
Haley Keel, happy 21st birthday.
Oh, man. They grew up so fast.
You're finally, brother.
Yeah.
Hot pants. How about AG making his free throws? Not sure I trust it, but it's huge if he keeps it up. It is. It is absolutely huge.
I trusted it today.
Lil Petty. You met Lil Petty.
I met Lil Petty. I was excited. Eric lost his shit when he saw Lil Petty.
Lil Petty.
He was so excited.
Shout out to my guy, Devin D-Line. Nugs up. We got the dub. Send LBS into retirement. Get the broomsticks ready. Let's go.
Thanks, Lil Petty.
Wade Henderson. Let's go Witches.
All right. Let's go Witches.
Wilson the Ghost, I hope we shoot as well as we're capable of in game 4 and beat the Lakers by 30+. Time to slam the door on this era for LeBron and company.
I really would just love an ass whooping.
I know. I want a Phoenix Suns game 6.
That's what I want too.
Victory lap.
I want that whole arena booing them so loud.
Can you imagine the Who's Your Daddy chant?
Oh, in crypto?
Yeah.
Listen, man, there's going to be a lot of tickets available for sale.
There's going to be a lot. Flea is definitely not going to that game.
Bubbles buzzer beater. Can't spell Los Angeles Lakers without losers.
That's true. I think. feels
five
good.
Five out of five-ish.
In the bar tonight.
He was in the bar tonight. Made it back in time. What? All the nuggets are good. The bar was popping. Shout out to Miroslav, who I met in person for the first time. Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Well, I need to meet 555-ish.
Should have met him.
I've met him. Wilson the Ghost. LeBron is already preparing his end of season speech about how he doesn't know if he's going to retire or not while giving zero credit to Denver.
Could be, man. Could be. Somebody said he talked about Denver tonight. I'm curious to hear what he had to say. I've got that pulled up and ready to go.
Elijah, I was here at the game tonight. There were people having real breakdowns in the rows next
Hell
to me.
Yeah.
All second half, Lakers have accepted a second sweep.
They really have. That's the saddest part is how do you accept a sweep, man?
Daniel Lynch, the Nuggets improved each round last year. This team has picked up where they left off, improving more, opening deeper levels like MPJ's passing, stay on parade. It's the Denver Nuggets decade.
Bro, can you imagine if that's the actual thing? That actually right. The Lakers are great. Anthony Davis played incredible right now. It's just so disguised by how good Denver's getting that really it is true. Every series they get better, and they're actually at an all-time high at this moment.
They're also just going to blame think that's true. D'Lo. That's what they do.
Kick photo 719. I have loved listening to Laker fans podcasts and Twitter spaces and hearing them all exclaim that MPJ is the 6'10" coming of Klay Thompson. Yeah, Mike.
Hell yeah.
All Kira, true. Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Sweep, 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 sweep.
RMK, super RMK. Chat from RMK. Doc, no, I got $20 on the GoFundMe to keep Miroslav on parade. That's a start.
That's a start.
RMK, when I die, bury me in Ball Arena, so even in death, I can root for the Nuggets. Nuggets Nation together.
Hell yeah. But also, they won't. That's not allowed.
Tom Stewart, can't wait to sweep these bums. All the Nuggets are good. Stay on parade. Fantastic Five. What is this Miroslav is the king. Take it easy on the hot dogs.
What do you mean?
S-E-K's.
Did you have hot dogs?
S-E-K's.
Crowns.
Oh, it's like Swedish crowns.
Could be. That sounds true. Sounds real.
You know Mega Dr. Dre. See y'all Saturday. So proud of MPJ and AG.
Hell yeah.
See you Saturday. Philip Goff. Mature playmaking, jump shooting, Borden Gordon, Hale Murray, iconic playoff moments. All the Nuggets are good. Stay up for it.
I love it. Just all the lines. just the bars.
Get them all out.
Greatest hits.
JT giving AG all six free throws at the end in the clutch. Felt like another one of those side quests. Yep.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Yep.
Teens on acid. Me in Denver in June is inevitable. Get ready for cuddles.
Please don't. Well, please no. Wow. No.
Get ready for cuddles.
Out of all the things he said.
Get ready for cuddles.
Eric's smiling, by the way, over there.
Thanks, so. He's ready for cuddles.
$4.99 from Tom Brady.
Wow, Tom Brady. Oh,
thanks,
huge.
Tom.
He's like
the GOAT.
Legend.
Daniel Lynch again. Wasn't it Terry Stotts in Portland?
He might have been.
I think he was still there one more year.
I don't remember.
I think he was. But the beginning of the end. Elijah again. LeBron won't retire on a sweep. Therefore, we have another 5-6 years of the GOAT.
No, Yoke's probably like, he probably like 8-9 more years.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Hit that outro music. I can't even believe it. But you know what? Saturday. A chance to bury these fools for the 12th straight time. Man. The 12th straight time.
I can't wait.
Dozen straight.
Saturday is going to be an absolute banger here at the DNVR bar. Miroslav's going to get pissed drunk, he said. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yep.
I can't wait for it. Bring your brooms, fellas. Bring your brooms. Any final thoughts, Dev?
I mean, I love dozens. I love 12. I love brooms and cleaning. I'm excited for Saturday.
Cleaning, okay.
Any final thoughts, Wind?
I can't wait for Saturday. I actually can't wait.
Me neither.
I'm just like the dozen straight is not enough for me. I have a side quest. I need a triple dozen from Joker. So
a triple dozen as well.
Triple dozen on dozen straight.
That would be an excellent homage. That Yoke goes 12, for 12. 12 across the board.
Thank you guys.
12 everybody, across the board. Thanks for all the super chats. Thanks for hanging with us. Hit that like button on the way out. The mayor.